start shiur early because there's a. I recommend everyone go to that shiur at noon, but Rabbi Gottlieb, okay? Nate, you're going, right? Okay, you better go because we started shiur early for you, okay?
Yeah.
But Nate shouldn't. If you, I recommend if you're highly Nate, not just Nate. It's at 12. Okay. The Gemara asks the Kasha. What did the Gemara ask? Gemara asked Ihokinami. Let's refresh our memories. The Mishnah said that the Gemara quoted on Dalad Beis the bottom, Adav Tesem and Aleph, that if someone delivers a gift from Nisam and he cannot say before Nechma and Nechtov, if there's Adim, just Miskayim and Kosomov. And it was asked in the Beis Medrash what we're talking about when it said Eni Yochalomer. It was talking about a Cheresh not a Kosher Shliach. So if Yosef said that someone got ill, got a stroke, God forbid, and he delivered the get before he was able to say before Nechma, he got sick. So the Gemara says, God forbid. The Gemara says, according to Rav, it fits, just he's coming from according to Rav, it's a Kasha. And how did the Gemara solve the answer, solve the Kasha? How did the Gemara solve it? Akar Shalomdu. Correct. Now the Gemara, I gave it to you. We didn't get to it in Shir yesterday, but you got to it yesterday in Seder. The Gemara asks two Kashas. It asks, Ihachi Yochel Nami. And the next block of Gemara that we'll do in Seder, it will do it Shir, Blinetter tomorrow, hopefully we'll get to it, is what? Ihachi Chad Nami. You remember that? The Gemara asked the Shiloh later on whether two people need to say Bafan and Nechtav. Yes? What was the answer? If two guys deliver a get, Binyamin, do they need to say Bafan and Nechtav? No, why not? Because they have a migu. They could have said in front of us she was divorced. Do you remember that? Did you guys get to that in Seder?
Yeah.
You should have gotten that yesterday, yes? Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, well, if it's the case that fits according to Rava, but not according to Rava, yes? Shmuel asked the Shiloh Rav Huna. Why does it fit according to Rava? Because it's Kiyum. Two don't need Kiyum. If it's Rava, two still need the Shema. Yes, Azriel? Yes? So what did the Gemara answer to that? Akar Shalomdu. What did the Gemara ask right after Akar Shalomdu? Iyachi what? Chad Nami. One also shouldn't need to say it. So those are two kashas. The first segment of the Gemara is Iyachi Yochel Nami. And then the second segment of the Gemara is Iyachi Chad Nami. Those are the two kashas we're going to talk about now in Tosis now. You got that? Okay? Iyachi Yochel Nami, Iyachi Chad Nami. Iyachi Yochel Nami means what? What is Yochel Nami? That even if he has the wherewithal to say it, why should he what? Why should he have to say it? Jonathan, you got that? Why should he have to say it? That's what it means. Now, let's get this down. Look inside the Tosis, okay? Actually, before we look inside the Tosis, look inside the Rashi. Okay, who wants to read today? Okay? Who wants to read today? Yisrael, go ahead. Iyachi. Look inside Rashi. Iyachi. Yochel Nami. We shouldn't require what? What should we not require? What does that imply? Not imply, but it's befeirish. Which is more of a chumra or a kula? Yiskayim b'chosanav or b'fanei nechtav? You tell me. Which is more of a chumra? Yes, excellent. You see from Tosis that b'fanei nechtav is a chumra. No? Forget about Tosis, Rashi, first Rashi. What does Rashi say, Nate? Rashi says, Yachal, what? Lo litzrucha. What does lo litzrucha mean? We shouldn't require b'fanei nechtav, and we should rely on what? Yiskayim b'chosamav. So therefore what? According to Rashi, b'fanei nechtav is a what? Now I'm writing b'fanei nechtav, it's just short form, b'fanei nechtav, is a chumra. More than what? Churma mei kiyum b'chosamav. Does everyone understand what I just said? It's clear from Rashi. Lo litzrachua. Ihachi, we should not require b'fanei nechtav and just go with what? B'fanei what? Kiyum b'chosamav. Lo litzrachua. Read, finish the Rashi. Go ahead.
He
repeats it. You shouldn't need to say it. Umashani. And the Gemara answers.
Umashani, Abba God, the Lamdu, Loak Rabbanan, Takanas Tehu. Right, that the Rabbanan would not approve this Takana of the Fun and Nephil of the Nephthon.
Gezeira?
Gezeira, Shema Yafzer developed the Kukha.
The what?
Last. They come to the
They'll forget about Lishma, the Yishkechu.
The Yishkechu.
Hilkach.
Hilkach, Hashanami, sorry,
He's got to check that it's done lishma. But you see clearly from Rashi, what was the kashi yoki yoko nami? That simplified and after is what? Is more of a chumra in this guy Mikosoma. We should not require it. That is the kasha e hachi. E, what is it again? E hachi, yochol nabi. Is that correct?
Yeah.
E hachi, yochol nabi. You know what the word nami means? Should not have to say. Lo tzarich lomar b'fanai neftav. That's what it means. Now Tosos, guys, is going to attack this. And Tosos is going to say, what are you talking about? B'fanei nechtav nei is a kula. Because you only require one and not two. Why, how can Gemara get that kasha out of its mouth? Eliezer, get it down. Why does the Gemara assume that b'fanei nechtav is a chumra over and above kiyum chosamav? B'fanei nechtav is a kula. That's Tosos kasha. Read it inside. And there should be a word in there. I think they corrected in the Ghost of Tsunim. It should be Tiske. Right. Start the Tosis. Ihachi.
Ihachi Yakol Nami. Perish Yakol Nami.
Write the word Tiske.
Tiske. Right.
It should be enough.
Right.
It should be enough. Go ahead.
Right.
It should be enough. Kiyum Chosamav. Why require the Churma Fanein Achtav? Correct. Like Rashi. Frek Taisus, Vim Tomar, Frek in Yiddish, we ask a Kasha, Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar, my Kasha le Rabba, ki hechi de le Rabba nichale. So why is it a Kasha on Rabba, whereas...
Why is it a Kasha on Rabba? Ki hechi, just like...
Ki hechi de le Rabba nichale, just like for Rabba is good. No, there's Eno Yaakov, Sarek, Kiyum Komasa.
In a case where he can't say before Nefta, we go with Kiyum Bechosama, right? Aval!
Sagi the Omer B'fanei Nechtav or B'fanei Nechtav V'ein
Tzarech. Right, that's a kula. That's showing that B'fanei Nechtav Aurin is a kula. You don't require two. Go ahead. So too Hachanami.
Right, Hachanami Yevarish L'Rabba.
Bless you. You should be Mazdik Mara Libet of what? You should be Mazdik the Gemara according to Rabba the same way. D'Halachar Shalom Du.
D'Halachar Shalom Du. Rabba Shavin.
They're equal because Rabba requires Lishma too, but if it's Akash Shalom, you don't require Lishma. All you do is require Kiyum according to Rabba, and Rabba's only Kiyum anyway. And if the whole concern is what? Adam and Tzuyin Lekaimel, what is Gemara asking? Ihi Yachal Yachal Nami. What do you mean Yachal Yachal Nami? That if he could say it, he should not need to say it. What are you talking about? B'fanei Nechtav is a what? Is a kula. B'fanei Nechtav is a kula, and therefore if he can say it with one guy. Because that's a kula. How could the word get the kasha out of its mouth? B'fanei Nechtav is a kula, Nate, over Kiyum Chosamav. B'fanei Nechtav only requires one guy to say it. Kiyum Chosamav, you need two Aiden.
Is the question?
Yes, it's a kasha on the kasha. Tyson says, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha. The whole kasha is prefaced and premised based on the fact that B'fanei Nechtav is a chumra over Kiyum Chosamav. It's not a chumra. It's a kula. That's what he means. And Rab and Rav are the same thing, Achar Shalom do. And just like we love saying B'fanei Nechtav is Ein Sarach Shnayim, so do Rab should be Ein Sarach Shnayim. How could the Gemara get that kasha out of its mouth? That's the Gemara's kasha. Gavriel, clear?
Yep.
Okay. This is a separate men from the boys, Tysus, okay? You got to roll up your sleeves. You got this? But it's not hard. You just got to work at it. Clear, Nate? You got it? You got to think every nakuda. Iyachi yachol nami. Ben, you got me? Iyachi yachol nami. What kind of cash is that? Oh, even if he could say it, he doesn't need to say it. Let's dispose of this chumra b'fanei nechtav. That's Gemara's kasha? What are you talking about? B'fanei nechtav is a kula. You only require one. And Rabba and Rabba is the same thing. And we're going within Rabba. Because Rabba was Nicha. Oh, that is the Tosis Kasha. Now we are going to see, Bez Hashem, four different Terutzim to this Kasha in Tosis. In Tosis. Two are going to stick, Rabbi Natam and the Ri, and the last two he's going to debunk. Okay? So we got the Kasha Chlor, you got the Kasha's Chlor. We're going to see four Terutzim now to this Kasha, Bez Hashem. Yes, Benj. What is the kasha of the Gemara? Yochel Nami, that what I wrote on the board. Even if someone has the faculties and the ability to say it, you should not have to say it. It's Akra Shalomdu. We're thin Rabba. Yes? And if you can say it, why do you need to say it? Just Mekayim Bechosama. You get Kiyim done with that. Lishmas taking care of it. It's Akra Shalomdu. What is that assuming, that premise, that kasha? That we shouldn't require the Chumrah of Befanei Nechtov and rely on the Kula of Yechayim Bechosama. Yes? That's what that kasha is saying. That's what the Gemara says. That's the kasha. Faith says that kasha is nuts. The Fanei Nechtov is not a chumrah. It is a kula that we only require one guy to say it, not two. Don't pit that Fanei Nechtov is a chumrah over Kibbutz. It's fakir. How could a Gemara have such a kasha? Okay, let's see the four pshatim now, one at a time. First Rabbeinu Tam. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Yisro.
Right. Velma Rabbeinu Tam.
Oh.
Right. So it says, the L'rabbet Nicha, and it does make sense for Rabbet, the Tana Eino Yaakov Lashmoy Dibayi Kiyum Komasov.
Meaning the Tana says when it's any yachol, when you can't say it, I want to teach me a chiddush, that you require what? When you can't say the kula, when you can't do the kula, then you have to rely on the what? If you can't do the kula, then you have to what? Rely on the chumrah of kiyum b'chosamav. Excellent. You require two and not one. Aval, go ahead.
Aval, b'yachol, sagi, b'omer, b'fane, natav.
But if you have the faculties, the ability to say it, it's enough to say b'fanei nechtov, because that's really a kula. V'af agav the what?
V'af agav the lo chashiv l'rava k'mo kiyum
b'chosama. And even though Rava doesn't say that it fits the bill of kiyum b'chosama, because in the, it really is a kula, because kiyum b'chosama is two and b'fanei nechtov is only one, but because of mishumi guna we allowed one. Go ahead. But according to Rava, if it's any yachol and you cannot do the kula, so you have no choice but to do the what? To do the chumrah. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Any yachol telling me to, go ahead, that I must do too. Aval, that's according to Rava. Aval what?
Aval Rava, the b'fanei nechtov adif.
Now the word adif here means what? Better. Now what I want to say better to, in our own language, we'll call it, it's more powerful. I don't want to say chumrah because I don't want you to get guys to get confused. It's more powerful. Why is it more powerful according to Rabba, b'fanei nechtov? Because it needs to tell me that it's what? What is b'fanei nechtov going to tell me according to Rabba? It's lishma. Because it's more powerful than kiyum b'chosamav. Because all kiyum b'chosamav tells me that it was what the certain shidras are towards. But b'fanei nechtov tells me much more than that. So let's go with adiv as being more powerful. But according to Rabba, b'fanei nechtov is, go ahead. Aval l'Rabba, go again. Aval what?
Aval l'Rabba, b'fanei nechtov, adif mekiyum chosamav. Shemayid, shenasa l'shma.
Beautiful, because it testifies it was done l'shma. Mashenik and kiyum chosamav does not. Go ahead, aval korcha.
Right, aval korcha.
If you do kiyum chosamav, you don't know if it was done l'shma. Aval korcha, you're forced to say the what?
Aval korcha, b'tana asa l'shmuyin.
And the Tana is coming to teach me a chiddush that if you cannot say it, it's enough b'kiyum chosamav. Even though what? Even though I don't know lishma, but no great shakes. Why no great shakes? Go ahead, Kaven.
Kaven, minan la'akar shalom.
Because I already know it's done lishma. So there, I already know it's done lishma. The Gemara is asking a great kasha. Go ahead. What's the kasha? Yocho what? Even if you can say b'fanei nechtov according to Rabba, I don't need him to say it because I don't need the powerful canon. Why do I not need the powerful canon? Why do I not need the powerful canon? Because why? It's Akar Shalomdu. I don't need to know it's Lishma. So let me go with the what? The rifle. Go ahead. Go ahead. Taski what? Yocho what?
Right. So Yocho Nami.
Tiskele. Kiyum Chosamav, period. So what's the answer? What's the answer of Tysus? The kasha was, why does the Gemara pit b'fanei nechtov as a chumrah over what? Kiyum Chosamav. It's really a kula. Yes? What's Tysus Teretz? According to what? Rava, the chiddush is that what? That if you cannot say it, you can't go with the kula. You have to rely on the chumrah of kiyum chosamav. But according to Rabba, who holds that b'fanei nechtov is what? More powerful than kiyum chosamav, because it tells me it's lishma, Jonathan. But in the case of Akar Shalomdu, since I don't need that powerful canon to tell me it's done lishma, I can rely on what? Kiyum b'chosamav. So even a guy that, what? Even a guy that has the ability to say it should not need to have to say it.
Even though it's
cool. What'd you say?
Even though it's cool.
Yes, because you don't need it now. Nay, excellent. You don't need the kula now, because I already know it's done lishma. And if it's what? If I do kiyum, kiyum b'chosamav is good as well. Halach l'maisa. And therefore, why does the Braisa say only in the case of eini yachol? If you hold the l'maisa, if you hold l'maisa that this case is before a netiv is before powerful than kiyum b'chosamav, and it is, I don't need it here. So if I don't need it, so I don't need the powerful thing. So I'll go with the what? The lesser thing. And the lesser thing is what? Is kiyum b'chosamav. The lesser thing is kiyum b'chosamav. And the lesser thing is good, l'maisa. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha now makes a lot of sense. 1 second, Eliezer, just next line. Now, what do we say on the board? You have to be masber. Usher, what is it? Chad, what is it? Yachi, yachol nami. What else, yachi? Chad nami, which is later in the Gemara. Go ahead. How do you mean masber that? Ula, come on. Take a look, guys. Ula, come on.
Ula, come on. Yachi, chad nami.
What was the kasha of the Gemara? Liboy Shmuel. Everyone saw that yesterday, yes? The Gemara asks, Liboy Shmuel Miravuna. That Shmuel asked the Shiloh from Avuna. Two guys, do they have to sit before Netflix or not? The Gemara asks, why didn't Shmuel ask the Shiloh with one guy? Iyachi Nacha Nami, what does that mean? Liboy Shmuel Miravuna, go ahead.
Liboy Shmuel Miravuna. Iyasagi Bikim Chosama.
With one guy is Bikim Chosama enough, go ahead. Kevin the what? We're not choishes for lishma because it's achas shalomdu, and therefore what, you shouldn't even need anything with one guy. Oh, what? Maybe there's no difference between lo plug. There's no difference between lamdu and lo lamdu. You always require b'fan and echdav by one guy. Umeshani, what does the Gemara answer? The Gemara did not ask this question by one. According to Shmuel, did not ask Rav Huna by one. Why not? Of course you have to say with one man fun and the why Xera? So you need a fun and after, even though it's Akar Shalomdu. And why don't you make the Xera by two? Because two is uncommon. So Gemara says two is uncommon, so we don't make a Xera. So what did the Rabbeinu Tam just do? I want to say the Kasha conceptually outside, and I want to give the answer conceptually outside. How is Mazar both Gemaras of what? What do both Gemaras say? Yachi Chad Nami. And what else is the other Gemara? Yachi Chad Nami. No, that's Yachol Nami. Yachi Chad Nami. How does Rabbeinu Tam say the Pshat? What's the Kash of the Gemara? Again, the Kash of Tosfos is what? Why do we pit what? Mayor, why do we pit Bufan and Nef as a Chumrah? Over what? Over Yikaimus Chum. Some of them are asked, don't do the Chumrah. Well, that's a Chumrah. It's a Kula. You only require two, not one. That was Toys' Kasha on the Gemara, yes? It's a Kasha on the Kasha, like Nate said. Toys is asking a Kasha on the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was, why do we require Bufan and Nef, Bufan and Nef? Even if he has the ability to say it, just rely on Kiyum B'chosamav. What is that premise of that Kasha assuming? Is a what? Fanatav is a Chumrah over Kiyum B'chosamav. And the Gemara is asking, we shouldn't require the Chumrah. Toys asks on that, as far as I know, that's not a Chumrah. Fanatav is a Kula. You don't require two, you only require one. Therefore, I don't understand the Gemara's Kasha. That's a Kasha on a Kasha. That's Toys' Kasha. Correct? What's Tosis Terence according to Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says like this. You're right. It is a kula. According to what, Rava, if I can't do the kula because a guy can't say it, what do? I have to do the chumra. If I can't do the kula, I have to do the chumra. But if I can do the kula, even though the kula is not like Kiyum Chosamav, I can rely on Mishum Iguna. But in a situation where I can't do the kula, I have no choice but to do the chumra. But according to Rava, what is Bafana Nechtav? All powerful. It's all powerful, Bafana Nechtav. Okay? It's all powerful. I'm not going to call it Chumrah, I'm going to call it Adif. Why is it all powerful? Because it tells me whether something's done Lishma, and Rabbis is concerned about Lishma. And therefore, Bafana Nechtav is better than Kiyum B'chosamav. That's why it's all powerful.
However, when you talk about Ach Shalomdu, I don't need to say Bafani Nechtav. I don't need to say Bafani Nechtav. So if I don't need to say Bafani Nechtav, then what? Then in a situation of what? If I don't need Bafani Nechtav, the Chiddush is that what? That a Yachol, what? Even if a Yachol could say it, I don't need him to say it. I should suffice it with what? I should suffice it with Kiyum B'Chosamov. And that should be enough. I don't need to do that more powerful thing. So why does the Braisa Lamaisa, and that's the Kasha Lamaisa, why does the Braisa only say any Yachol is Kiyum B'Chosamov? Even in case of Yachol, it would be enough. Halach Lamaisa. It would be enough. And since Rabbah holds the Fanei Nechtav Lamaisa is more powerful than Kiyum B'Chosamov, Lamaisa, in the case of Acher Shalamdu, there's no difficulty, Lamaisa. You should suffice it to say, with the din of what? Of Kiyum B'Chosamov, it should be enough. That is the Gemara's Kasha, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And does everyone chop that? You don't chop that? Okay, let's say it again. What is the Kasha of the Gemara? The Kasha of the Gemara is that, according to Rabbah, Binyamin, you with me? According to Rabbah, there's no reason why you should have to say Bafani Nechtav even when you can, if it's Acher Shalomdu. It's all powerful, Bafani Nechtav, but I don't need that power if I know it's Acher Shalomdu. So just let Kiyum B'Chosamov be good enough.
Wouldn't it be easier though?
What'd you say?
Wouldn't
it
be easier
if it's a good horror. That's what was bothering you too? It also got real? It'd be easier? I'm not sure if it'd be easier. Why would it be easier?
You do one.
But maybe you shouldn't have the guy have to require to say it at all. Maybe it's a bit of a burden for the guy to say it.
But for a human,
I understand, but you look at Robert's perspective. Robert's perspective is I'm only going to burden the shliach to say it is when I need to know about Lishma. If I don't need to know about Lishma, then there's what? Then there is no requirement. You follow me? So in other words, according to what Rava, Irachanami, the Fana Nechav is a kulam. Yes? From the perspective of who? Of Rava. Yes? Because they only require one and not two. Binyamin, you got me? Fana Nechav is a kula according to what Rava, as opposed to Kiyum B'Chosamov. Yes? But according to Rava, it's not. And in fact, you know, to be able to be Masbrit even better, let's say Adif means all powerful. Let's say it means it's all powerful. And since it's all powerful, Rava has a different perspective than Rava. And he says, Bafana Nechav is really always required because I need a lishma. But if you could dig me up a case, yes? If you could dig me up a case, Gabriel, where I do not require Bafani Nechtav to be said, then I would suffice it with Kiyum B'Chosamov. And I dug you up a case. There's a fundamental difference, says Rabbeinu Tam, between Rabbah and Rava. The difference is Rabbah says, I love Bafani Nechtav because it tells me whether it's written lishma. But in a case where you don't have to know it's Lishma, because it's Acher Shalomdu, then I am not going to have it required to be said at all.
So according to Rava, you need both Bafani and Kiyum, and if you have Lishma, then you don't need...
No. According to Rava, once you say Bafani Nechtav, it takes care of both, Lishma and Kiyum. Right. But the motivating factor of why to say Bafani Nechtav, according to Rava, is Lishma. And once there is no requirement to say Bafani Nechtav, because Lishma is taking care of Acher Shalomdu, there's no need to say Bafani Nechtav. Just do Kiyum B'Chosamov.
So even though it's harder, since it's less powerful, we're trying to go with the less powerful, the easiest.
I'm not going to say less powerful. I don't need it. I don't need it.
So you're only doing what you need, basically.
And you're only going to do what you need. See, according to Rava, which is the kulam? Bafani Nechtav is a kula because Kiyum B'Chosamov requires two, Bafani Nechtav requires one. When I can't do the kula, what do? I do the Chumrah. But in Rabbah's eyes, which really is the Chumrah? And I mean Chumrah as being more powerful. In Rabbah's eyes, which one's more Chumrah? Which one is more Chumrah? Which one's more powerful? Bafani Nechtav. But when I don't need the Bafani Nechtav, I won't require that burden. And therefore, I'll go with Kiyum B'Chosamov.
So Kiyum is easier according to Rabbah.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is easier. Because Rabbah really requires Lishma. Okay? Now, you might say to me, like Eliezer and I think Gabriel are saying to me, but from the perspective of Kiyum, isn't it also a kula according to Rabbah? You only require one as opposed to two. But what you have to say according to Rabbah is that Lishma is much more pronounced. And therefore, since Lishma is much more pronounced, therefore we view that as a chumrah. That's why it's adif. And once I don't need that higher level, I could go with what? I could go with Kiyumah Kosomah. Even though it is two and not one, but from the perspective of not saying anything, you could view that as a cool. So basically, to sum it up, what Tosis is answering and to substantiate the kasha of the Gemara is that according to Rava, Fanei Nechta is a kula over Kiyumah Kosomah, because it's two and one. According to Rava, the Fanei Nechta is a chumra, or I'll call it more powerful, because I need it for Lishma, because Kiyumah Kosomah doesn't do it. But the second I don't need it because of Lishma, I will rely on being less burdensome to the Shliach and just do what? Kiyumah Kosomah, if you don't make him say anything. That is Rabbi Natan's answer. Yes, go ahead, Nate.
What's the question of the Gemara?
The question of the Gemara, therefore, is, according to Rabba, if it is Acher Shalamdu, you don't need all that all-powerful formula, then just go with what? Kiyumah Kosomah. That's the Gemara's kasha. Ihachi Yachol Nami. Even if he has the ability to say it, I don't need it to be said. And just go with Kiyumah Kosomah. Because Kiyumah Kosomah is not my what? My worry.
Where are we saying he doesn't?
What did you say?
Where do we see that Rabbi doesn't go to Kiyumah? And if he's an Acher Shalamdu, where do we see, if they're asking on Rabbi, why don't you go according to Kiyumah?
Yeah, even when he has the ability to say it, he shouldn't need to say it.
Who says he does?
What'd you say?
Who says he does say he would say it?
That's what the Gemara is asking. You shouldn't need to say it. You should not need to say it. What do you mean, who says he does? The Mishnah says on that base. One shliach has to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta if he has the ability.
Not in the case of Acher Shalamdu.
What'd you say?
That's not in the case of Acher Shalamdu, though.
Well, we're going to see now, Lamaisa. We're going to see now. But the assumption is the Gemara is answering that it is daftes. It is Acher Shalamdu. Daftes is Acher Shalamdu. That's Hakamai Askinin, right? It is talking about Acher Shalamdu. So there is no requirement to say it. So that's why what? It's Iskai Mechosamov. Even if he's a Yachal, he shouldn't have to say it. That's what I was asking. In a case of Yachal and Acher Shalamdu, you shouldn't need to say it. That's the answer of Tosis. Tosis assumed in the premise of the Kasha that what? That Vananetliv is a what? Is a Kula opposed to what? It's a Kula as opposed to what? Israel, as opposed to being what? It's a kula over what? Over doing kiyum. Right. So the answer is that's according to Rava, it's a kula. According to Rava, it is not a what? It is not a kula. It's adif. And when you don't need it, Yiskayim HaKosama should be said. Now that's a chiddush. Everyone was on the right track. Avriel and Eliezer and Nate, you're on the right track by pointing out, you know, well, once you said Rava, Islay to Rava, don't you think you should have the same Havana of that? No, he doesn't. Because according to Rava, you can clearly see that it's a Yimishumiguna, that it's a Kula from 2 to 1 in Rava's eyes. But in Rava's eyes, it's not. Because Bafana Nechtav is needed to cover a new concept called Lishma as well. And that's why we say that it's more Adif, okay? You cannot view it as a Kula. Only from the perspective of Kiyum is it a Kula. It's not a perspective regarding what? Regarding Lishma. And once you say it Lishma, then Lamaisa, once I've taken care of that, then Lamaisa, just do Yiskayim Mechosamov. Because according to Rabbi, you need it. Now, you could have argued and said, oh, even though you don't need it anymore from the perspective of Kiyum, it's still a Kulam, so let him say it. It's not, because it's so over, it's, oh, you know what, what's the word for it? Overpowered from the requirement of Lishma. Once you don't require Lishma, then Lamaisa, just do Yiskayim Mechosamov. You know, it's simple math. If you hold Lishma, you need to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. Yes? There's no two ways to do it. But if you hold Kiyum, what are the two ways to do Kiyum? What are the two ways to fulfill Kiyum? Either B'fanei Nechta or Yiskayim B'chosama. You follow what I'm saying? So once you say Rabbah requires B'fanei Nechta, and the only way you can get Lishma is because of Nechta, but if I don't need to say that, then what? Then you fall back on, well, which way should I do it? Well, the only reason why Rabbah liked the Fanei Nechta much better is because of Lishma. But now that you don't have that requirement, they're on the same level. And you know what? Maybe it's much easier. Don't make him say anything. Just do Yiskayim Mechosamov. Now, you could have argued still do that, right? Still do that because it's 2 to 1. But Rabbeinu Tam is assuming not that way. That's the little bit of a difficulty with Rabbeinu Tam. But I think the response that you have to say is that in his eyes, in Rabba's eyes, Rabbeinu Tam, the real requirement to say b'fanei nechtav, even though you hold lishma and kiyum, the real requirement is what? The real requirement is what? Is the lishma. Because, like I said, it's mathematics. It's a process of elimination. You have two things to fulfill, kiyum and lishma. What does b'fanei nechtav do? B'fanei nechtav is the only way to get lishma done. Kiyum I can do in either way. You follow me? So once I say I don't have to do that, the one thing of the b'fanei nechtav for lishma, then I'm left with only kiyum. So therefore what? Therefore lemaisa, you might have said, well, either one is what? Good. He says, no, just do yiskayim b'chosama. And don't bother the shliach with anything. Now you could have argued on that. You could have argued on that and said that what? You could argue that and said from the perspective of kiyum, go with the kula of one and two. Rabba doesn't do that. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. And that's how he's mazmin with the next piece of Gemara. Why did Shmuel ask the Kasha of Ravuna, ask him a shiloh with two, ask the shiloh with one, and the question is, Acher Shalom, did you need to say it, or do we say it low pluk? The answer is, yes, one guy has to say it because of Xerah. That's how he's mazmin both. Okay, everyone got that? You got that, Gabriel? That's the little difficulty of it, but it's not so difficult, because you could say, according to Rabba, Lishma is the real reason why you're saying b'fanei nechtav. Takes care of kiyum and lishma, but really it's adif. That's why he says the word adif. You got to underline that word adif. It is, according to Rabba, b'fanei nechtav is better, l'maisa, because it accomplishes that lishma concept. Therefore, if you cannot say it, then l'maisa, suffice it to say kiyum and chosama is good enough, even if I don't know lishma. But once I know achar shalom du, then l'maisa, it's fine. Achar shalom du, then it's considered to be fine, halacha l'maisa. And that's what he's trying to say, Lawrence. Because you're going to be in trouble if it's any yachol and it's not Akar Shalomdu. Why are you going to be in trouble? Because you don't know if it's written what? You don't know if it's written Lishma. So once you come in with Akar Shalomdu, just, you know, go with the status quo. What's the status quo? Do you sky Mechosama. Okay? So in Rabba's eyes, B'fanei nechtav is a kula as opposed to what? Sky Mechosama. It's one as opposed to two benji. In Rabba, you cannot view it like that, because Rabba is needed to say because of lishma. Yes, Binyamin.
We go back to Devkin Muhammad Allah.
Yes.
They're clearly discussing there, saying a high kuluhu, humruhu. It's saying that it's a din of what makes it a humra or a kula is by the amount of people that are going to have to give it. So when the Stam Gemara, when it's referring to kula, it's not referring to a power level like Rabbeinu Tam is saying. And to say that now that they're switching it up, saying that it's based on the power levels, I think that Tosfos's question is really stark, and I don't think that Rabbeinu Tam's answer really fulfills it.
Okay.
Before that, it's talking about the amount of people, because it's saying that because two is trei lo asiba amar. So, but now we're saying it's not about the numbers. Before, when we were talking about it's cool.
Does Binyamin's bringing up that in the Gemara and Daf Gimel, it seemed to be that was the real kula, the number, right? That was the number. Don't get me wrong. Rabba will say back to me, no, I mean, it is a kula. There's no doubt. But at the same time, b'fanei nechtav what is more adif than kiyum b'chosama.
Sure.
It is more adif. And why is it more adif? Because it accomplishes that it's done lishma.
But I would still make it I understand that.
That's if you focus on kiyum b'chosama. But it doesn't deny that b'fanei nechtav is stronger.
I still think it leaves Tosfos' question, though.
No, I don't think so. I think you have to say from 2-1, you're right, it's a kula. But the bottom line is, b'fanei nechtav in Rabba's eyes does accomplish that just as well. That's the chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam. That's how his mazer both shot him in the Gemara. Yes, Jonathan, real quick.
I'm not really understanding why we're calling b'fanei nechtav, saying b'fanei nechtav, a burden on the
shlichim. Not a burden. It just says you don't need it anymore. You could do Yiskay Mechosamov. The only situation that you need it, Lemais, is when it's written Lishma, and if you cannot what? If you cannot say it, Tzaki became Mechosamov. You don't need to say it. When it's what? When it's a considered of Achash Alamdu. In Rabba's eyes, if I have another way to do Kiyim Mechosamov, I'm going to do Kiyim Mechosamov. In Rabba's eyes, I'm going to do Kiyim Mechosamov. So therefore, because why? The Funny Nechav is not needed. That's the Chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay. Nate, you got it? Okay, yes. Go ahead, Gavriel.
Maybe, can we say that Rava also holds, like the Gemara and Gemara, that it's also, that two is also a clue in the sense that if the ball comes to be Ma'arer?
Well, the Gemara asked that, no? The Gemara asked that.
Can we say that Rava holds that Svara?
What'd you say?
Can we say that maybe Rava also holds, meaning Rava also holds like that? So that's why if you could do two.
No, what did the Gemara say? What did the Gemara say in Daf Kim? What did the Gemara say in Daf Kim? The Gemara said what? You tell me.
Yeah,
it said, Mishum Gugin Kibir Rabban, it said it's a Kumra, it's a Chumra, because if he would have acquired two, the Baal would have lost. Now one, he's going to win.
Exactly.
Gemara answers, no, he's not going to win.
Can we say
so he's not going to win. So at the end of the day, it remains a Kula. Two to one remains a Kula in the Maskanas Gemara. No, I mean, that's the Maskanas Gemara. But I'm just saying that's regarding the numbers. That doesn't deny that Bafani Nechtav accomplishes both, and that's what we're trying to say. Okay, yes.
No, I was just trying to say maybe even within the numbers, maybe you could say that Rava.
No, but that's the Maskana.
Yeah.
That's the Maskana. We're going with the Maskana. Okay, yes, it's wrong.
A couple questions. I feel like we're using the Lashon of Chumra Kula. I feel like it's also, you just said Kashivas, Rabbeinu Tam, Kashivas, non-Kashivas. I don't know why we have to use the Lashon of Kula, like all the questions entail, because that just runs into problem with.
Adif is that it's more powerful.
Right, Adif is in the question. So I don't know why we have to say that Rabba says that.
No, they're just asking. No, but they're asking from the perspective of once you've taken care of the Lishma with Acher Shalomdu, then you have to take care of Kiyum according to Rabba. So why don't you go back to that 2-1 theory and let him still say the funny Nechtav? Rabbi Natan is assuming go with Kim Chosomov. But at the end of the day, that's 2-1. So I'm saying you have to say that Rabba viewed Lishma as the major motif. And once that is not required, Lamaisa, I understand, but they're asking it's a good kasha. Why from the perspective of Kim did they suspend that? You know what I mean? So I'm answering by saying he felt that the major motif was Lishma. That's what Rabba, you'll have to say. Which is a chiddush. Yes.
Also, the Shmuel and Rav Huna, how does Tosos apply this to Shmuel and Rav Huna?
Because what was the shaila of Shmuel and Rav Huna? When two guys deliver, do they need it? Shmuel was asking Rav Huna, the Gemara was asking, why can't she ask the shaila with one? If it's Achshon Lom, then maybe one guy doesn't need it. What was the shaila? The shaila was, do we say maybe one guy doesn't need it, or do we say no low plug? Even if it's Achshon Lom, do you need to say it? And the Gemara answers that you have to say it with one. So the way it relates is that this notion of what Acher Shalomdu means, that the Gemara was asking Yochi Chad Nami, the Shaila should have been asked by Chad Nami. That's the question. The Shaila should have been asked. That if it's Chad Nami, you don't require Lamaisa to be said at all. You shouldn't require it to be said at all. I don't know. I was a little bit dramatic, Lamaisa Jonathan, when I said burden, but I said the word burden on purpose because if you don't have to say it, then don't say it. It suffices to say Kiyum Chosomov.
But there's such a.
But Rava said the real thing to say is because Lishma. If I don't have to do it because Lishma, then don't make him do anything. That's why I said the word burden. I want you to understand what I'm saying. Don't make him do anything. From Rava's perspective, you got to do something anyway. What do you have to do with Kornarava? You have to mekayim it. So what do? I choose a kula, one as opposed to two. Meaning, say the formula of a funny Nechtav, yes? You understand what I'm saying? So, I really, guys, I want you really to get this because it's a whole new outlook on Rava Islay to Rava. Because usually when you say Rava Islay to Rava, what do you normally think? And Tosha said it in the Kasha. What did he say in the Kasha? Shavin, excellent bench. He said Shavin. Well, in Rabbeinu Tam's answer, they're really not necessarily Shavin. Do you agree with me? He says Adif. There's a change from the Kasha to the Teretz. And when you say Rabba Islay to Rabba, really Rabba Lishma is Adif. Because the bottom line, that is the ignition of the statement formula of Fanapa. And if you don't have to say it, then we won't require it at all. It's a Kiddush to make a Takana. According to Rabba, all he cares about is Kiyum. And there was an establishment of a takana that required one as opposed to two. That was not, according to Rabba, the funny Nechtav was required because of Lishma. You're right, it's a kula one as opposed to two. But it's, you know what? And this is a good answer to your Kasha bench and Gavriel. The answer of kula is from the perspective of numbers. That's all it is. But it's numbers to discern what?
Right.
What is it numbers to discern? Whether it's done lishma. The ikar is lishma, 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 according to Rabbah. Once you don't require that, then get that out of your mind. Don't require anything. Just do kiyum b'chosamav. Don't require him to say anything. You understand what I'm saying? Now you guys brought it out better, Lamaisa. You understand what I'm saying? It's a big Yiddish. Let's not call it a burden, Jonathan, because it bothers you the lesser, but it's a takana. Don't make a takana to make him say anything. Just do Mekayim b'chosamav and done. According to Rava, no, according to Rava, it's a kula. You only require one and not two. That's a kula. You're right, it's a kula. We don't require two shluchim. We require something to be said. Right? We require one, something to be said. So that's a kula. According to Rava, you're saying one as opposed to two has to say b'fanei nechtav, lishma. But once I don't have to say, worry about lishma at all, then don't do anything. Just do kayim b'chosamav, that's all. That answers your kashas even better. Gavriel and Eliezer, you follow me? Don't make him do anything. That's all. Okay, Jonathan, you got it now. Okay,
yeah.
All right, good. Let's go now, Viter. Let's go. We got to finish the Tysus. Let's go. Re. Now we go number two shot. Let's go. Re. Let's see the re. And with the Rabbeinu Tam, who's Masri Yochi Chadnami. Go ahead. Re.
Right.
Re Mefarish.
Re Mefarish the Haki Parik. E Haki Yochi Nami. Right. So the question of
if it's Acher Shalomdu, Yachol Nami, go ahead. Hecha, underline this. Hecha?
Hecha is where the in Sarah Kium.
Kium. Give me two cases where you don't need Kium. Give me two cases. Asuya Beitrei and also Medina. Also Medina, right? Medina and Medina, so we struck down. Remember, Nate? Rabbi Slitterova. So also Medina. Those two cases where you don't need kiyum, those should not be nafkaminas. Go ahead, lo what?
Lo yitzarech, lo yitzarech.
Lirabba.
Lirabba. B'fanei nechtav.
Kevin.
B'fanei nechtav. B'fanei nechtav. Kevin delamdu.
Since delamdu, those nafkaminas should go out the window. You don't need kiyum. You don't need lishma. So the Gemara is asking on daf beis and beis. The Gemara and Ham and Alf is asking on Beis Hamikdash. Why are those nafkaminas? Those nafkaminas should go right out the window. That's the kasha yachi yachal nami. That's the Ri's take. What was the Ketosis kasha? What'd you say?
This whole thing was on the Ketosis asked that Rabba and Rabba are Shabbat. All the answers seem like to be negating the Shabbat part.
That was Ketosis kasha. The kasha doesn't make any sense
right.
of the Gemara.
Yeah,
but the answer is that it's not true.
Right.
The answer is that according to you're asking now. Now we're bringing Maz with the Re. We did Rabbi Natan.
Yeah, I'm saying suppose this question of Rabba Shavim, the last line. I think that's the ikar of the question. Because each of these four answers.
No, that's not the ikar of the question. The ikar of the question is what we said before. Let's get it again. That's not the ikar of the question. That Shavim is not the ikar of the question.
I'm saying the reason behind
it. What is the kasha? Again, I'll do it again. What is the ikar of the kasha? What is the kasha of the Gemara? What is the kasha of the Gemara? Come on, we got to get this. Yachol Nami is what? Once you say Akar Shalamdu, why should we require B'fanei Nechmanem, which is a Chumrah, above Kiyum? Lo Litzruchu, we should not require the Chumrah. That's the Gemara's Kasha. What's Tosis Kasha on that? It's not a Chumrah. It's a Kula. Because it is considered to be what? Instead of two, you only require one. So the whole Kasha of the Gemara makes no sense. And what did Tosis say when he said that? Tosis said that according to Rava, it's the same thing as Rava Shavin. In Rava and Rava's eyes, they are both considered to be kulas. Because why? Rava holds Islay to Rava. Yes? Correct? That's what Shavin means. If you hold Rava Islay to Rava and it's Akar Shalomdu, then Rava is identical of Rava. Do you understand that, Nate?
To me, if you negate that, then the whole question runs down. So if you argue against the Shavim part,
but,
the thing goes that way.
But what does Rabbi Slater Rava mean? That's what I want you to bring out. What does Rabbi Slater Rava? Rabbi also Rava, but if it's Akar Shalomdu, then Rabbi only cares about what? Kiyum. And what is Kiyum? What is B'fanei Nechtav? It should be a Kula as opposed to what? Both in Rava's eyes and who else's eyes? Rava, correct. There's a Shavim, exactly. So what's the answer of Inatam? Break that Shavim, which
yeah,
we do.
Break the Shavim, then the whole question
is. You're right. So how's Rabbi Inatam breaking that? Because why? According to Rav, it's a kula, but according to Rav, it's not a what? Exactly, correct. So you are right, in the sense that you are breaking the Shavim. You're breaking the Shavim because...
The premise in the kash, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. What's
right.
The re?
And the re says that.
What's the re say now? Read it again. Read Mefarsh. Go ahead, Yisrael. Look inside. Veri Mefarsh.
Veri Mefarsh. Hagav Parak Yehagay Yachamami. Heba the answer of Kiyum.
In cases where you don't need Kiyum, get it down. Asiya Bey Treinos and Medina. We said with Nafkaminas. Those aren't Nafkaminas anymore. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Go ahead, low what?
Lo Yisrael Glomer Lerabba Befani Nafta Benachtam. Kev and the Lamdom.
Go ahead. Ula El. I mean, what's Lael mean?
Earlier.
On Bezim at Bez, and also on Dalitim at Bez. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Lael, Amrinan be Asuye be Trey. Os Medina be Medina Seyam.
Dilaraba.
Dilaraba be Hani Nami. Fani Masnesen. That's sorry.
Do you have to say in those cases, the Mishnah would say? Go ahead. De Kula what?
Dekula Masnesen. Islam, the Ukma.
All the Mishnayos and Mesechus Gittin, you have to assume are talking about one theme. And what are they? The Lomdu, are talking about Lomdu. Because if they are not, go ahead, Mita what? Do you remember yesterday we quoted that Mishnah in the second parak that a woman delivers her get? Yes? Why does a woman have to say the funny netav? If it's talking about Akash Lomdu, remember that was what the Gemara said? Yes? So what was the Gzera? The Gzera was what?
Loplug,
right, because she can say it, right? But if it's talking about what? Kodim Shalom, the Gemara should have said it. Go ahead.
Right.
Since the Gemara didn't say it, Mina Parak Isha Atzma V'yagid, must be also talking about what? Acher Shalom, do. Imkain. If the Mishnah and Chav Gimel is talking about Acher Shalom, do. And the Mishnah and Daftes is talking about Acher Shalom, do. Then the Mishnah and Daftes is also got to be talking about what? Acher Shalom, do. Im kain, the reisha, you mean the first mishnah in the Masechta, go ahead.
Im kain, reisha, nami.
Sometimes reisha can mean previous mishnayas. That's what it means here. Go ahead.
Im kain, reisha, nami, or belamdu.
Oh, everything's talking about lamdu. Therefore, what? Ubinin zeh?
Ubinin zeh, yesh lefarish, ihafi chad nami.
That's the kash of a chad nami. Later on, what's chad nami? If it's akash lamdu, you shouldn't what? Shouldn't need to say it. So according to the re-nate, the whole topic of the kasha is completely something else. Toys' kasha was, why do you present the funny netav as being a what? Chumrah. Over Kim Chosov, it's really a kula. The re says, that's not what the Gemara is asking. Sometimes, Nate, when you say, if it's a different topic, you're answering the kasha. It has nothing to do with what a shoven or ain't shoven. Or what's one kula or a chumrah. It has nothing to do with that. What it's asking is, those two nafkaminas should drop. Because we assume all the Mishnayos are talking about Akash Olamdu. So Gemara's really asking on Daf Dalam Beis and Beis and Beis, these Nafkaminas should fall. That is the Kasha. And Chad Nami also is a Kasha. Chad Nami should also not have to say. Should not have a requirement for an Echav. According to Rabbi. Yes.
Why should they fall again?
You tell me. Osa Medina and Asiya Beitrei. Why do you have to say? Why were those Nafkaminas? You tell me. Yes. Now you don't have the Shmona. It's Akash Shalom. There's no requirement for it. So Kiyum and Lishma is taken care of. So you shouldn't need to say. So those are not Kiminis anymore. And don't tell me that what? That we're not talking about Acher Shalomdu on Daf Beis, because all the Mishnayos are assuming Acher Shalomdu. Daf Tes, Daf Chav Gimel, when we quoted the Isha, the Gemara, if it wasn't talking about Acher Shalomdu, the Gemara should have given that answer. That it was Kodesh Shalomdu. It doesn't give that answer. So Nate pointed out very good. Excellent, Nate. It's really what? Don't tell me about whether it was a Chumar, a Kul, or a Shavin. That's not the Kasha of the Gemara. The Kasha of the Gemara is what? These Nafkaminas fall. There's no Nafkamin anymore between Rav and Ravim. Forget about it. Scratch it all. Done. This is the Rizb shot. Okay? This is the Rizb shot. Now, I will grant you, Nate, and I want you to get this down in your notes. We surely should write this up as a Shtickle Torah. Remember we said according to Rabbi Slater Rav, Rabbi Natam's perspective, it's kind of watered down. Because usually when you think Rabbi Slater Rav, you think like Nate, that what? Like Tyson said, that they're equal almost, right? Rabbi Slater Rav. It's very watered down according to Rabbi Natam. What do I mean by watered down? Because even according to Rabbi Natam, Rabbi still holds Lishma as the major motif. According to the Re, you can interpret Rabbi Slater Rav as being literal. That they are on the same plane, and it's a real tie. It's a real shove. To the degree that those Nafkaminas should fall.
Why does Rabbi Natam water down?
Because according to Binatam, the whole board was adif. According to Binatam, Fani Nechta was adif than Kiyam Chasama. Because it accomplished Lishma. Yeah, accomplished Lishma, correct. That's why I'm saying that according to Rabbah, it's a little watered down, meaning to say that according to Rabbah, still Lishma is more powerful. You hear what I'm saying? Whereas according to the Re, they're very equal. These two Pshatim stick now. Finish up the Taisis now, Yisrael. Go ahead. Third Pshat now. Go ahead. Umischilah, you're doing a great job. Umischilah. No, what's Biksav Yado in his manuscript? Originally, Rashi in his manuscript had the third shot, and you're going to slug it up. Go ahead. No, you got to read. You read Mischilah Kasa Rashi Beferish explicit Biksav Yado in his original manuscript. Okay, that's what it means Biksav Yado. Once in a while, we find that. Taisus says that Rashi wrote an original manuscript. Go ahead.
The Hach Kusha, the I Hachi Yaakov Nami, the I Hachi Chad Nami, Iri.
Both those kashas. No, how he puts it together. Iri, Iri.
Iri, the Mai, the Saka Daitach, Meikara, the Rabba, Leisle, the Rabba.
Wow. He says that this Gemara, it says I Hachi. Is going assuming Rabba Leisle the Rabba, like we thought for two blot, three blot, Beis, Gimel, and Dalet. So if it's Rabba Leisle the Rabba, Azriel, what do you hold? Rabba only holds the Shema. If you hold Acher Shalomdu, then even if you have the ability, there's no reason to have to say it. Because all I hold is the Shema. Yes? Go ahead. And don't go crazy. He says the what?
The Cain Dara Katamod.
It's the derech of Shas. It's the derech of Shas. A lot of times, go ahead. After already you slugged up one, go ahead. Even though you slugged up from one Tanaic literature, we will still try to pound you. I have derech of Shas. You have derech of Talmud. What do you guys have in your Tosas? I have Shas. You have Talmud?
Yeah,
interesting. Okay. I have Derech HaShas. Go ahead.
Right.
Depends which Gemara I look in, right? Thank you, guys. Thank you for bringing it. Go ahead, Benj. Yeah, go ahead.
So, how do we return to Mosiv Lay Me'ida?
Even though we slammed you from one Tanaic literature, we'll slam you from another. We keep pouncing on you. So, in other words, even though what? Even though we what? Even though we slugged that up and already said Rabba Islay to Rabba because we had one Kasha, we still want to go back to your previous opinion before you were Chozerbo and pound you again to show you how bad your first opinion was. We want to make you feel real bad. Remember we always thought for three blad Rabba Lace later Rava, they're mutually exclusive?
But we didn't.
No, 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 no. The Gemara asked Akasha, remember for Hegmonia, on the bottom it said Rabba is later Rava. So the Gemara now is asking Akasha on what we have previously held when we held Rabba Lace later Rava. Because we want to make you feel real bad that sheet was so wrong. We're going to pounce on you. Then he throws his hands up there. He says, still, why did Rashi erase it? Go ahead. Veshuv. Rashi then got rid of it. Why did Rashi erase it? You know why he got rid of it? Because why? This Gemara and Hayyamanav is after Rabbi Slater Rava. It's a little difficult, no? That on Hayyamanav, you're going to have to go back and say, oh, we're asking according to what we held before we said Rabbi Slater Rava. Come on. Hayyamanav comes after the bottom of Dalam Ezra, and it's Rabbi Slater Rava. So that's very difficult. Therefore, Rashi erased it. He got rid of it. So the third shot we have, but he got rid of it. You got why he got rid of it? Okay, I mean, it's very hard to say. You're running a ham and out, we're going back and forth, and then, oh, we're going back to when we held that earlier. Okay, that's the third shot that we slug up. Yes, Benji, go ahead.
Which we're saying, this Rashi is not really, this Rashi is...
This Rashi, Rashi wrote originally in the manuscript, and he got rid of it. He erased it.
That was going on, Rabbi the Rabbi.
Yes. That he interpreted this Gemara, Iyachi, Yachal Nami, Chad Nami, as assuming Rabba Leisle the Rava.
So if he had held, if he had interpreted it as the Isle,
then the Kasha makes no sense.
Then Rashi would not have said what he said.
Right, the Kasha makes no sense. Remember when I was reading the Gemara, I said to a few guys in Seder yesterday, what kind of Kasha is that? Iyachi, Chad Nami, Acher Shalom, doesn't Rabba still worry about Kiyum? When you read the Gemara, I was bothered by it. Was anyone bothered by it? What does the Gemara say? Well, you saved the day by saying Acher Shalom. Rabba also holds a kiyum. What have you saved? No. You can't get that kasha out of your mouth.
When you read the Gemara, you guys weren't bothered by that? The Gemara answers, Acher Shalomdu. L'Rava Nicha, L'Rava Kasha. Rava is not only just worried about Lishma, he's also worried about Kiyum. But if it's Acher Shalomdu, you haven't solved everything.
No, because you haven't missed the time of the question A, you answer.
I understand that, but you still could have said B'Fanei Nechtav. You guys should have been bothered. Why does the Gemara say, oh, don't say anything. You don't have to say anything. Why don't you have to say anything? Rava said you have to say it because of Kiyum. Before you start the Tysus today. I understand, but why does it have to go on Yitzchayim Chosamov? Why do you have to say that? What did the Gemara say, guys? L'Rava Nicha L'Rava Kasha. I understand, but it says L'Rava Nicha L'Rava Kasha. What does Rava Yisrael Rava say? The Rava holds up Lishma and Kiyum. Why does Acher Shalomdu solve everything according to Rava? That you can say, even if a guy has the ability to say, you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. What do you have to say it? What do you say? It doesn't. Exactly. So I don't understand any of these kashas. So Rashi says it's according to the Gemara that says what? Rava lays later Rava. Then it solves everything. It's a very plausible way of saying it. I thought of it myself. But I'm thinking to myself, it's nuts. Because Ham and Av's right it's after what happens later Rava. That's why Rashi erased it. It's a very plausible way of saying it. You just got to be a little bit, you know, creative. And say that this Gemara is going in the middle of Dalin base. Before we had said Rabbi Islay to Rabbi. You understand what I'm saying? Nate, you follow me? Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead, Elias.
Why do we have to say that it solves everything? We're just trying to say that it no longer needs Lishma according to Rabbi, but we still need Kiyam, but we could do Kiyam through.
So then why would the Gemara ask Yochel Nami that a Yochel shouldn't have to say it? You still need it because of Kiyam, so say B'Fanei Nechtav because of Kiyam. What does Rabbi Islay to Rabbi say? That Rabbi says you need the fun and effort because of Lishma and Kiyum.
Right, but once we get rid of Lishma, then you don't need to say anything. You can just do it by Kiyum.
I understand that, but Rabbi holds you have to say it because of that. So if your old Rabbi agrees with Rabbi, without being fancy, don't ask that Kasha. Rabbi says the fun and effort is needed to say because of both. So just because you took care of one, you still need it because of the other one.
I mean, I get opened up the...
Then you should ask that Kasha and Rabbi too. The Gemara didn't ask that Kasha. The cash is only according to Rabbah, on Rabbah. But if you hold Rabbah's slate of Rabbah, it's the same thing. You understand what I just said to you?
Yeah.
Why did the Gemara ask the cash only according to Rabbah then? Should have asked it according to Rabbah too.
Because he had the aspect of Lishma that you needed to solve.
But you solved it by Acher Shalomdu. But you still need Kiyum. I'm saying even before you get the Tysus, just when you read the Gemara, I was bothered by this. When you read the Gemara.
Because he saw not needing to say B'Fanei anymore.
Rabba Islay to Rabba means you say B'Fanei for two reasons. Lishma and Kiyum. Acher Shalomdu only takes care of Lishma. You still need Kiyum like Rabba. If Rabba's Islay to Rabba, why are you saying Yochel Nami shouldn't have to say? Rabba says he's got to say it. Rabba and Rabba are the same thing.
Right.
So says Rashi, no they're not. This kasha the Gemara is according to Manu Rabba lays later Rabba.
I'm saying, but when, it wasn't a problem when I read the Gemara because so I thought the whole point was when I first read the Gemara is when we're asking Yochel Nami, we're asking on the Lach Shalomdu. We're saying this can't be the case. Meaning on the Lach Shalomdu that works.
It's asking what does Yochel Nami mean?
In Lotari,
what does Yochel Nami mean? What is Yochel?
Able.
A guy that can't say it should not need to say it.
Yeah.
Is that a kasha according to Rabba? Yes or no? Rava, is that a kasha according to Rava?
It's
not. No, because Rava says you need B'Fanei Nechtav because of what? Because of Kiyum. The Gemara's only asking the kasha according to Rava. Gavriel. According to Rava, of course you need it because of Kiyum. You're right, you can always do your Yisayim Chosamah. But that was the Takanas Chacham of Da'at Beis and Gittin. That's the Takanas Chacham of Da'at Beis and Gittin. The Gemara's kasha is only within Rava. You understand, Eliezer? So if you hold Rabbi Slay to Rabbi, what on earth is this Gemara asking? So the answer is because Rabbi lays Slay to Rabbi. That's what the Gemara is asking. Rashi says that's very difficult. But there had been a time in the Reis said the Kasha was a different type of Kasha. What did the Reis say the Kasha was? What did the Reis say the Kasha was? Those Nafkimina should fall. Completely different type of Kasha. Those Nafkimina should totally fall. What was the Rabbi Natam's Kasha? What was the Rabbi Natam's Kasha? That what? That the all-powerful thing of what the Adiv is not needed, so then you should just what? Then you should just do Kiyum. Don't make him say anything.
Don't make him say anything. But if you don't have all these props or prompts that you say it's more ugly for not, you just read Pshat and Gemara like I was reading yesterday, they must have no idea what the kasha is. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, Nate, quick. Yes.
General question. I don't know if the Tosfos grabbed like Rashi's notes.
Like, that's what you have to say. Yeah, he must have had his notes. A lot of the Bali Tosfos were his grandsons.
So
it's a good horror.
So they just found Rashi's notes.
In the ones in Shas we found afterwards, yeah. We don't have in Rashi on the daf that he wrote that this is according to Rabbi Leslater Rova. He must have had his manuscripts, yes. And Rashi crossed it out and didn't like it. The Pshat. But he had his notes, yes. A lot of the Bali Tosfos were his grandsons. Okay? They had his notes. Okay?
We understand that there was multiple variations in Rashi. Right?
Yes, there
Rashi.
Were many. Yes,
so
and this is one of them.
This is saying according to the original one.
Yeah.
In later edition,
that's what Nate's saying. Yes, Tosfos had them. Tosfos had them. Okay, let's finish it up. So take a look.
Yeah.
Number four, fourth shot. The third was the. What's the fourth? Go ahead. What's Yochel Nami going on?
The original question.
No, Ein Lafarsh. Don't say a fourth shot
right,
to answer the kasha.
Don't say
the following. Whenever we say Ein Lafarsh or Ein Lamar, what do you have to look for? What letter?
Dalet.
Or Daha. Or the word Daha. Bless you. Go ahead. Ein Lafarsh.
Right. Ein Lafarsh, Yochel Nami. Lo Yistrif L'Rabba L'Befanei Nechtav.
Period. Befanei Nechtav. It's not Bechula like I said at the beginning of Shir. This means Befanei Nechtav, the first phrase. You should not, maybe the Kash of the Gemara is you should not need Befanei Nechtav. Because you don't need Lishma, because it's Akash Halamdu. Go ahead. All you need is what? Kiyum. Go ahead.
Right. Kivan Delamdu, because.
Since it's learned, so you know it's Ksiva Lishma. So what are we Choshish for? Kiyum. Yes?
Right.
Go ahead. So Bishlam Ola Rava.
So Bishlam Ola Rava is good for Rava Defet Raish Lefufe.
You always need what? Befanei Nechtav be a flag. Because people are going to think other Shkim starts one is good. Just like one's good by getting, they'll think by other Kimstras one is good. So you need to find that to be a flag. Remember that? A hecker. Yes? But according to what? But according to Rabba, Avala Rabba. We know Yadanu doesn't work, and that's enough of a flag to tell me get is different, so you're not going to get mixed up if you only have one. Remember we learned that in Gimel Amud Aleph? Yes? Go ahead. Imkain.
Imkain. Lo ase.
You're not going to come to get confused.
Okay.
Go ahead. So therefore, what? Matzarech.
Matzarech b'fanei nechtav.
Period. Matzarech b'fanei nechtav. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Don't say that was the kasha of the Gemara. Yochel nami, and don't say b'fanei nechtav, the first part of the phrase. Yochel nami, and don't say that the first part of the phrase. Maybe that's the kasha of the Gemara. Even if you have the ability to say, you shouldn't need to say it. Once you say Akash Shalom do. Because the whole point of Befanei Nechtav is Lishma. If I know it's Lishma, then I don't need to say it. I need to say it according to Rava because of a hecker. Again, Gabriel, you see, the Kashi Gemara is only what on Rava, not Rava. Rava doesn't need to have a hecker. Yes? Because you have Befanei Nechtav. But according to Rava, there's no need to have a hecker. Why don't you need to have a hecker, Eliezer? Because Yadana doesn't work anyway. Yes? Yadana works by Shar Staros. There's no bridge. There's always a hecker. So this is why is this a bad approach? And how would this answer to Toys' original Kasha's new topic? It's a new topic. What was Toys' Kasha? Toys' Kasha is why did you say Befanei Nechtav is a what? Is a Chumrah. It's really a Kula. That wasn't the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was a Yochel Nami. You shouldn't need to say Befanei Nechtav. It's a different topic. When you switch topics, now you're also answering the Kasha. We're switching the topic. The Kasha of the Gemara is a different topic. It's don't say Befanei Nechtav. Go ahead. What's the Teretz? Not the terrace. What's the reason why you debunk it? There's that word again. Daha.
Daha.
Daha, because. Go ahead.
Daha. Like a man laid barish perak sheni. Daf tes zayin on the base. Mashma de kevan le takim bebani nechtav le rava mishum le shma. A mo de rava de tzarek le omru afilu akha shalomdu mishum ichlove.
Wow. Do you remember we had a tosis like this on the bottom of Dalin base? Take a look. Next to last tosis. On the bottom down there, Tosfos said that. Once we were misaking already Befanei Nechtav because of Lishma, then Lamaisa, it sticks for good. Once we were misaking Lamaisa, that you needed it already because of Lishma, even if there is no requirement of it because of what Akash Shalom do, we never Mavata the Takana. Because we're still afraid of Asa L'Chlufei,
Because Lamaisa, maybe what? Maybe Adanu not working will not do the job completely. Once it was already implemented that you need Befanei Nechta because of Lishma, even in the case where you don't need of Acher Shalomdu, we still will retain Befanei Nechta. It still sticks. Because we're still afraid maybe it's not enough of a flag, the fact that Adanu doesn't work. See the Tyson on the bottom of Dalam Beis? What did Tyson say, guys? Right? We saw it before the break. Yeah? What's his lashon there? Yesh Lomar? The Michila, read that. Yesh Lomar? In Rabbis later of it. Tyson Damascus, read that. Yesh Lomar? On Dalam Beis on the bottom. Yeah, Yesh Lomar next to the last Tyson. Yesh Lomar?
Yesh Lomar?
The Michila. Next to last time is Rabbi Slater Rava. Yeah, read the Tvim Shlomer. Vei Shlomer, the Mishchila, what?
Alright,
Vei Shlomer, the Mishchila, lo habe metaknim. Befanei Nechta, Bishum Nechlufe. We would not have required Befanei Nechta because of Mechlufe because we already have a flag. The Adam doesn't work. Aval. Tiknu Shiomar. Exactly. Once it was initiated, it always stuck. So that's why you can't tell me the Gemara's Kasha was what? Even if you could say Befanei Nechta, you don't need it. Of course you always need it, because it always sticks. And what would Chad Nami be? You also don't need Befanei Nechta. Yes? That's wrong, because so we say it sticks. I can't hear you. What?
It also can't be the question because they don't answer this question in the Gemara.
What do you mean they don't answer the question?
If you're assuming that that's the question, they don't talk about Heker anywhere in the Gemara. Like, how would that...
The topic, you have to read between the lines. When it said, Ihachi Yachal Nami, it meant Befanei Nechta.
Okay.
And the Gemara would answer what? What would the Gemara answer? What does the Gemara answer? Don't say Befanei Nechta. Because it's Acher Shalom, you don't need to say it. We need to say it because Gezeres Shem Yachas L'Kol Kulo. We need it because they're going to deteriorate. They're not going to become learned one day. That would answer good. But the reason why he's saying that's not the kasha is because we never want to dispose of Befanei Nechta because you always need it. And also Chad Nami, we always need it, Befanei Nechta. So at the end of the day, we have Tosfos Kasha and we have four Pshatim. First two stick Rabbeinu Tam and the Rei, and the last two are debunked. Rashi debunked it himself. The third shot and the fourth one, Tyson himself, brings it up and he slugs it up. Yes, Eliezer.
Shouldn't the last words also be, though, Misham Kokul instead of Misham Maslu?
No, because I just answered that to Nate. Why was the last shot a possible kasha? Chad Nami, don't say Befanei Nechta. Even if you have the ability, you shouldn't need to say it. Yes? What would have been the answer? The answer is that what? If it's Acher Shalom, you shouldn't need to say. The answer is because they're Hashem and Acher Shalom. They might forget how to do it. Forget. You still have to write Befanei Nechta Lishma. You still have to say it. But you can't get that kasha out of your mouth. Because we never want to dispose of Befanei Nechta. Because you always need it. Once it was initiated and instituted, even if what? Even if later on it's Acher Shalom, still what? Still, Yadanu Lo Mahani is not enough of a hecker. You still must keep Befanei Nechta. We never will dispose of it, ever. So that could not have been the kasha.
That you don't want to change it up.
No, absolutely, you don't want to confuse it with other stars. And the fact that the Adanu doesn't work by get is not enough of a flag, of a hecker. You need another thing. You need to say Befanei. Once we institute a Befanei Nechta because of Lishma, it sticks as a hecker. You don't need to originate it, that the Tekana Taisa said. But once it was enacted because of Lishma, you need that. And that will stick, even in the case of Acher Shalom. Okay, these are the four what? These are the four pshatim lamaisa of the Tosfos. Now, I want to point out, get this down in your notes. I want to add out a little bit on the third pshat. Okay, just a little bit on this. The Ramban and the Rashba say a little bit more. Yeah, on the third pshat, yes, because the Ramban and the Rashba say the Gemara should have asked even better. What should have asked better? If you hold Rabba Lace later Rava, then you shouldn't even need what? You shouldn't even need what? If you hold Rabba Lace later Rava, you shouldn't even need this guy in the Chosamov. Get that down. The Gemara could have even asked even better. That's a very sharp horror. I didn't think of that myself. Right? If you hold Acher Shalomdu, right, and all you care about is Lishma, and you hold Rabba Lace later Rava, you shouldn't even need the phrase this guy in the Chosamov in the Mishnah Daf Tes. That's what they add on. So please get that. Rabbi Kivegra also asks it. He's mechaven the Ramban and the Rashba. Yes. What was the difficulty with the third pshat? That we're assuming Rabba leislay to Rava. Yes? Because this is after Rabba islay to Rava. So you're going back to that was the difficulty. I could ask another kasha. If you're holding Rabba leislay to Rava, then why does the Mishnah say, if a guy can't say it, Yiskayim b'chosamba v'andavtes? He doesn't have to do anything. If it's Akash Alamdu and all you care about is Lishma, it's Lishma. So you shouldn't even have to do that. That would even be a stronger kasha, no? That's what they add on. I think it's a little bit of a stronger kasha. They just say that the Gemara could have asked that. Could have asked better. They actually say better, like I'm saying. And the Tosa Rush adds on that because of this kasha, that's why Rashi was chosurbo. He wasn't so bothered the way I said it. He wasn't so bothered that Hey Amaral was going back to the middle of Dalav Base before the bottom of Rabbi Slater Rava. That wasn't bothering Rashi. What was bothering Rashi was this kasha. Okay, he didn't say it. Tosa didn't say that. But that's what the Tosa Rush says. I want you to get that down. That's what the Tosa Rush says. Nate, you got me? It's interesting. He wasn't so bothered by the Dalav that it goes back to the middle of Dalav Base. What he's bothered by is you shouldn't even have to do Sky Mechol Somov. Gabriel, you got that? You got that Nakuda, these two Nakudas? That's what the Tosa Rush adds on. Okay.
Isn't that the Mishnah
recorded
later on?
I can't hear you.
Isn't that a Mishnah that was recorded later on?
Mishnah's on Daf Tes.
Right. So
Gemara's asking. The Gemara could have asked better. You shouldn't even need this guy, Mikhail Samov.
I'm saying, why couldn't we be saying Rabbi Yisrael de Rabba and Rabbi Yisrael de Rabba and also be quoting that Mishnah from later on where that Mishnah is holding it? No.
What's wrong? That's not difficult. Yeah. You could still quote a Mishnah Daf Tes name and go back and say, I'm not holding Rabbi, Islay to Rav. I'm holding Rabbi Leislay to Rav. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Tosas said it like the way I said it, okay? Tosas said it the way I said it. Actually, if you look in Tosas, Tosas really didn't say why, did he? What did Tosas say? Tosas says, Shuv Machko Rashi. He really didn't. I kind of plugged that in myself. Tosas didn't say why Rashi erased it. I just assumed because the Gemara's conclusion was Rabba Islay to Rava. I think that is the Poshtan Tosas. But Tosas Rosh adds in a different reason why Rashi erased it. The reason why he erased it because it could have asked better, Yiskayim b'chol Somov, and the Gemara didn't ask it. And the Gemara should have asked that. That's another reason why Rashi erased it. Okay? Alright. Now we're up to now. Tomorrow we gotta go Vaitan and Gemara, but we also have to finish this Mahalach about Elaine, about Halacha Lamaisa in the Shulchan Aruch that we had started. We had the end of the year yesterday. We gotta finish that up. We gotta go Vaitan and Gemara, and then we have a whole Mahalach we have to do about Tokhid Dibor too as well with the Gemara and the Darm. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. I recommend you guys go to the Shir, and it's too early.